With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. Capitol Police investigating a small bag of cocaine found close to home, found in the hallway of its headquarters, a couple of blocks from the Capitol itself. The white powder tested positive for the drug. Police say there will be additional tests, including DNA testing of the baggie. This find comes 10 months after cocaine was found in the White House, and we never did find out where that came from. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen returns to the stand today at former President Trump's New York criminal trial. Meanwhile, the bribery trial of Democrat Senator Bob Menendez resumes today. Correspondent Larry Neumeister says the senator's lawyers trying to pin the blame on their client's wife.
Because the gold bars and cash that the prosecutors claimed were found in parts of the home with fingerprints of one of these businessmen on them belonged to his wife, who he met in 2018. The lawyer said that she hid from him the fact that she was in financial desperate condition and was reaching out to everyone, family and friends, to try to get money. He says that the senator was totally unaware that she used these three businessmen to get the money she needed, and as a result, he should be found innocent.
Also at SRNNews.com, as Israel battles Hamas in Gaza, Congressman Mike Waltz says he wouldn't be surprised if Israel went into southern Lebanon to confront Hezbollah terrorists there.
The IDF leadership that I talk to say it's a matter of when, not if, that they have over 100,000 displaced Israelis that cannot go home.
The Republican lawmaker talking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Watching Wall Street, stock futures higher this morning following yesterday's record close. Dow futures are up 39 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 27 points. This is SRN News. It's a victory for free speech in California.
Libraries across the nation allow all kinds of groups to use their conference rooms, even drag queens who read picture books to children. But last summer, when Moms for Liberty tried to host a discussion of transgenderism in sports at Yolo County Library, officials shut them down. Alliance Defending Freedom threatened a lawsuit and the library system's backed down, agreeing not to violate the free speech rights of conservatives or Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker condemned abortion during a commencement address at Benedictine College this month. The three-time Super Bowl champion delivered the roughly 20-minute address at the Catholic Private Liberal Arts School about 60 miles north of Kansas City. He also warned the grads about things like IVF, surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as support for the degenerate cultural values promoted by the media. This is SRN News. A high honor indeed for a humble Mexican taco stand.
A Michelin star. It's a coveted symbol of dining excellence. And some of the grandest restaurants never get one. But in Mexico City, the tiny Tacos El Califa de Leon just did. The secret? Simplicity, says Chef Arturo Rivera Martinez, saying his taco has only a tortilla, red or green sauce, and that's it. That and the quality of the meat. Yeah, the secret is heat. El Califa de Leon's steel grill is cranked up to 680 degrees. So when Michelin representatives came to present one of their heavy, full-sleeved white chef's jackets, Rivera Martinez did not put it on. I'm Ben Thomas.
Japanese automaker Honda reaffirming its commitment to electric vehicles, investing $65 billion through fiscal 2031. So again on Wall Street, stock futures pointing to a higher open this morning. More details, SRNNews.com.